That's Daryl Ryder and Anthony Lima getting into it. I agree with Daryl. 216-474-0092. I don't think they should just pitch the season.
Well, that's already happened, right? They traded Amari Cooper.
What did Amari Cooper do yesterday?
Yeah,
what did Amari Cooper do yesterday?
I think he had two targets.
What did Cedric Tillman do yesterday?
Oh, he's great.
Mm.
He was unbelievable. So you're not trading anybody now by the deadline. A week ago, we were talking about all these trades, getting all these assets for Andrew Berry.
How much is
or whoever the next GM was going to be.
How many guys do we have making over $10 million this year on this football team? 11?
Are there?
Mm-hmm. We are at the hilt. This team was supposed to be competitive this year. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I need to say.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, I don't believe I'm open for business.
Well, that happened fast. It just took one win. The way I look at it.
Did the offense not play better? Did the defense not play better? They beat a quality opponent. I mean, you're acting like they beat the Sisters of the Poor.
Absolutely.
They played the Baltimore Ravens. They won five in a row coming into it. Lamar Jackson's the leader in the clubhouse for the – actually, I think he might be second. One of the leaders in the clubhouse for the MVP.
It fits into the bigger question, to the bigger point I think I'm making, which is that was the best quarterback play you've gotten all year.
Yeah.
That was the best offensive line play, the best running game. You went toe-to-toe with Lamar Jackson. You dropped like three would-be interceptions against him. And yet it took Hamilton dropping that ball, or we're having a totally different conversation.
It's an NFL football game. They're played on the margins.
So on the margins, it's interesting you use that term.
You would have said...
Hold on.
We still would have said he was good yesterday.
Hold on. It's interesting you use that term. Our quarterback is... Hold on. It's interesting you use that term. Our quarterback is Jameis Winston.
Uh-huh.
What's more likely going to happen in one of those games, no matter who they play? What's
so
most likely?
Are you saying that's the best game we're going to get from Jameis Winston in a Browns uniform?
No, that might not be, but I can tell you, just like we all knew with Joe Flacco, and we love that Joe Flacco run, we were waiting for the other shoe to drop. It happened to happen in the playoffs. They've got no margin for error the rest of the year.
Uh-huh.
Is Jameis Winston good enough he's like a streak shooter right
now,
as
yes.
far as quarterback.
Right now, yes.
He's not.
Yes, we he is right now.
We know the answer to that.
No, we don't.
You can't act like
we don't
have. He's got 80 starts in the NFL,
buddy,
Kenny.
81 now. Buddy, you can't tell me what I'm turning down. You have no idea what I'm turning
what
down
do you
yet. So you're affixing things that aren't actually there yet. I don't know what I could be offered for Jameis Winston if they go, hey, we'll give you a conditional six for Jameis Winston.
No, they'd get more than
that. I'm going to hold on to Jameis Winston.
They'd get more
than
that.
Okay, but I don't have a price yet. So when you can't give me a price, like if I am...
Well, if it's a third rounder, you're not passing up a third rounder.
These are what ifs. I'm talking about what's real.
I'm telling you, third rounder.
Okay, but no one's called me to ask
you. Okay, I'm calling you, and I'm another team. Let's say I am Green Bay.
No,
Jordan Love just has a hamstring injury.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet,
let me tell you something.
Not yet, no.
32 GMs in the league in the Browns situation would absolutely trade Jameis Winston for a third round pick in a year where they have a 2-6 record and the meat of their schedule.
Just tell all your veterans, tell your highly paid veterans, tell guys like Wyatt Teller, tell guys like Joel Bitonio and Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb. Yeah, you guys ain't good enough. You don't matter. We're going to trade the quarterback that actually played well this year. You guys were distracted by the other quarterback who was terrible that everybody's yelling at some fat radio guy because he just won't go all the way ahead and say that he sucks out loud.
I love
but
the emotion.
We're going to go ahead and waste your guys' this rest of your season. You guys do not matter.
I love this
the future
emotion.
With players who do
it's
not
amazing.
Have, who are not wearing your jerseys yet. They're the
it's
ones who
the
matter.
Stuff I expect from fan
sorry,
Ken
but
Carmen.
Not sorry, Miles.
This,
no, this is
this
me.
Emotion,
this is me being a real
right.
person.
No, this is a non-GM.
So, go.
This is a fan.
Tell Rodney this tomorrow.
This is a
I
fan.
I want you to tell
right.
Rodney this to his
Rodney's
face
not a GM. He can't be a GM.
On the show.
He can't be a GM.
I don't care.
You can't have fans.
He's a guy who's in the locker
and the players
room.
Being
the general
GMs.
Manager has to talk to players.
Right.
He's the player
and
that's in the locker room. I want you to have
right.
some stones
then,
and tell it to him right
then
to his
nobody
face.
Nobody would ever get traded at any deadline ever if
you
operated like this.
I want you to do it.
You're admitting, though, you couldn't be a real GM and be this emotional. You couldn't.
I've never said I could be a real GM.
Well, right. So I'm trying to come at it from a perspective of Andrew Berry. That's all I'm trying to do. He's looking at his football team going, that was a great win. That was emotional.
Great. Give me another third-round pick. We could take another Tommy Togiai. Wait, he was fourth round. We could take another Siaki Ika.
And as I said last week, if you're just assuming they're going to miss every pick, then you're not the GM for the job anyway.
He's missed a few, hasn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Patrick on the road. Hello, Patrick.
Hey. So thank you guys for taking the call. And, you know, I'm just trying to be great. I'm not saying you don't trade. I'm not saying you don't make a trade here. But at the same time, I'm not hoping for a Super Bowl run. I'm hoping for meaningful football in December because it makes my Mondays better.
Well, so, sorry, yeah, maybe, Patrick. Maybe your happiness doesn't matter to Anthony Lima. He has to make fictitious trades.
Lima, I think, just practice some gratitude. It might be helpful for you in your daily life. That's all I'm saying. A little bit of gratitude here on Monday. Can have a little bit more gratitude next Monday, maybe. Hey, and then we're sitting.
I don't think you know what the term gratitude means. I don't think that was the right usage of that. I am loving that win yesterday. We needed it desperately, but we can't act like
What if you win on Sunday?
Can I finish a thought in this segment?
I'm trying to save you from the stupidity is what I'm trying to do.
This is, again.
Go ahead.
Say
the stupid thing.
Go back and play the tape from last week. You said the season was over. You said it was over.
They were 1-6.
It's still over. It's still over. I get that.
So you guys are admitting it, and now you don't want assets for anything?
They were 1-6. I don't know the assets. Is somebody really trading me a third rounder? You're just making up fictitious things.
Ken doesn't think any trades happen at the deadline anymore. As if we haven't got a rash of trades the last five years at the deadline.
GMs were as emotional as Ken Garman. Thank you, Patrick.
That's
a silly generalization.
Then no trades would happen.
That's a silly generalization you're making because you lose the argument.
Do you watch the league every year?
Now,
if you were in any other city in the NFL,
I have no idea about the sport. You would say,
hey, who's available from the Browns?
You're right.
Just like we did that last year with every other team in the NFL. Did you not do that last year?
No, I don't watch any games. I don't watch any football.
Did you not look at all the other teams that were 2 wins at this point and say, hey, let's see if there's a fire sale there.
Right now.
Let's try to get players. Did you not do that?
Of course
you
do.
So why don't you think that would be the situation?
Because I have one of the most expensive rosters in football with a bunch of veterans, and right now I'm 11th in the standings.
You've got to get out of this bubble.
Right now I'm 11th in the standings. The Dolphins are 2-5.
That's even worse.
The Bengals just dropped another one, and the Colts are terrible.
My God, that sounds worse.
I can't help myself out now.
I thought we were 10th.
I can't make the playoffs. I can't try to make the playoffs.
You're making it even worse.
I can't even attempt to make the playoffs.
I thought we were 9th, actually. I didn't know we were 11th. My God, it's even more hopeless.
Of right now.
I don't think you're helping your argument.
Don and Lorraine, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing,
Don?
Guys?
Hi, Don.
Yesterday was a beautiful thing, and the hand of providence was definitely smiling on us yesterday, and that's great, and I love Jimmy Donovan, and I think it was great that we were able to give him the game ball and all that. That was great. But I have to agree with Daryl Ryder. I think the sample size is big enough now. Like I said last week, I don't think we want to tear it down to the studs. But I think the Watson experiment is safely over. And if we can get a franchise-saving quarterback a la C.J. Stroud or a Daniels kid in Washington, boy, just think of how far we could go.
Yeah, Don. Yeah. Don, I thank you very much for the call. And maybe I would like Jameis Winston to be a starting quarterback, because what I hear is how not very great this draft class is, but one of them might be overdrafted. If we take one of those guys, he's going to need somebody ahead of him, because it can't be Deshaun Watson. I don't know where you put him, but you ain't going to put him out on the field, that's for sure. He could be in the stadium or on the sidelines, that's fine, but not out there playing for the Browns. As of right now, he has as much business as you or I. Lou in North Royalton. Got to go quick. Go.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Lima. I think Lima's lost his mind. I agree with you 100%, Ken.
Thank you.
There's no – let's write it out. And then Lima's going to say that they're going into the meat of their schedule. They got New Orleans, the Chargers, the Broncos. They can beat the Steelers. They've already beaten the Ravens. That's the last
You just
team.
Mentioned all teams with better records than us.
I'm not saying that they have the best.
They literally have. They still have a top five strength of schedule left.
The goal of professional football is to try to be competitive. They still have a week to decide whether or not they want to be competitive.
You're helping me out, guys.
I agree with you, Lou. No,
you would have been better off not calling, Lou.
No.
I appreciate the formality at the start of the call. You would have been better off not calling and helping me.
They're the same record. They have the same record as us. The Broncos are what, 4-4?
No, they're not.
What are the Broncos?
They are 5-3, 4-3.
Oh, 4-3. Okay, I'm sorry. 4-3. Okay. The Chargers are what? 2-3.
No, they're 5-3. Denver's even better than we thought.
What's the Chargers record?
4-3.
They're 4-3. They have twice as many wins as we do.
But so you think that the Browns can't beat the Broncos?
We can beat anybody, but with Jameis as your quarterback, we also know the opposite. That they can get beat by any. They can be by a college team.
Well, that's
team
what
the
they say
plays.
About the NFL, but it's any given Sunday. Lou, thank you very much for the call.
What is
I believe that
for?
You owe it to your fan base, and it's not just that. You have too many veterans on this team that make way too much for you
which
to
is,
just pitch
which
on the season.
Which is who they would be trading.
Who would you trade? You're saying James.
Za'Darius Smith. Guys, are we
great
not acting
Za'Darius.
Like he was one of the top names?
Great.
And he played great yesterday.
I'm not acting like that, but what about Myles Garrett? What about Nick Chubb?
We're not,
ain't moving on from them guys.
We're not talking about them. But
okay, but I'm going to have a rest of a season with this for no reason?
Do you think Za'Darius Smith's getting traded?
More than likely. If
so
they
what
lose,
are we talking
if they
about?
Lose on
no,
Sunday.
No, I didn't say that. I asked you if you thought Za'Darius Smith be on record
right
now.
As of right now, no.
What kind of bet?
I do not believe they would trade him right now.
Would you like to make a bet?
I'll make bets on the radio. I don't make bets in general.
Make them off the radio.
Let's do it off air, guys.
All right, coming
up
next.
Put up a poll question, Mitch.
Coming up next, what's wild around the league? Not just Lima's opinion.